So, Lisa, your new series is called The Forgotten Five, and book one is Map of Flames. Tell us a little bit about the story and what inspired you to come up with this idea.
Sure. Map of Flames is about five supernatural kids who were raised in a tropical hideout, and they enter civilization for the first time ever in search of their missing criminal parents and the stash they left behind. So these five kids were born in this hideout. Their criminal parents escaped from the big city of Estero 15 years ago. They built this hideout for the purpose of escaping to it, and they had their families there. About 3 years before the book begins, three of the parents go off to get some supplies and they don't come back. So then four other parents go off to search for them and leaving just one parent behind. And that group of four doesn't come back either. And so the one father who stayed behind, Lewis Golden, has been raising these kids for the past 3 years, and he gets sick and passes away. And the kids are all supernatural, and they know that it's dangerous to be in Estero because of their own parents and the criminal things they did back there. That has contributed to Estero saying it's against the law to be here if you're supernatural. And so some of these kids have abilities that are visible, like you can tell that they're supernatural kids. And so they've decided as a group never to go anywhere else and just to stay here in their hideout. They know they're self-sufficient, they know how to feed themselves and take care of themselves. And but now Birdie, upon the death of her father, starts to go through his things, and she finds a note that says, "Dear Birdie, I want you to go to Estero, find your mother, and give her this map." And Birdie doesn't even know what he's talking about, this map. And she finds a scroll in a crate, and she opens it up, and it bursts into flames. And when the flames die down, she realizes it's her father's map that he made that gives directions to Estero and directions to the hidden stash that the criminal parents left behind. So that's a little bit about how book one begins. And I kind of got the idea for it from The Incredibles. I love The Incredibles movie. I love the fact that it's a family of supernatural people and that the kids were so involved in that story and fighting crime and everything. But it got me thinking about the villains. Like, what about the kids of the villains? What do they do when they start to come of an age where they make their own decisions? And do they follow in their parents' footsteps, or do they fight against them, or what? So that was the question I had that made me really think about what this story was about.
So book two, Book Posse members were very lucky and we all received advanced copies over the summer and I just finished it and Jennifer, you have finished it. And I won't give anything away, but there is a huge plot twist, as it all good series should have in various books. And book two is called The Invisible Spy. So what is your How many books will be in this series? Do you know this already, or is it evolving? Does it evolve as you go?
It evolves as I go, but also it depends on how well it sells, quite honestly. It seems to be doing pretty well. So hopefully it'll be a long series. I do really enjoy a long series, something like seven books, like the Unwanted series was. That's one of my series as well. I'm currently contracted for four books and I'm working on book four right now. So it's not going to end in book four. So I'm really hoping we'll see probably seven or eight or so.
When does book two come out?
Book two comes out November 8, and then book three should be out next summer or early fall. So we're trying to do them a little faster than once a year. So
thank you. Readers appreciate that.
I'm writing as fast as I can. I promise.
And I'm not going to lie. Often I won't start a series until they are all out because I hate waiting.
Yeah.
And sometimes I forget little details that are important to the plot before the next one comes out. Yes. So,
and I definitely forget things that I've written, as well as a young reader reminded me the other night at RJ Julia, who came up and asked the question, whatever happened to the king in the dungeon fire in book 5 of The Unwanted's Quest? And I gave him the silent, I don't even know what you're talking about stare. And but luckily, I have a lot of great Unwanted's fans on my social media, and I just mentioned this little incident, and they all came out and said, oh yeah, he died in the fire. And I'm like, yeah, okay, that's what happened. Good.
That's fabulous.
In the new series, there's a pig, and I absolutely fell in love with the pig. What was your inspiration for that?
I wanted, I was thinking about different animals that are known to be intelligent animals, and whales, octopuses, and pigs are very intelligent animals. And I thought, how can I make some kind of wild pig in this story? And I was going to, so it's a tiny pig. Puerco is his name, and he is Birdie's sort of familiar. She, her ability is that she can speak to animals. And so she has this communication with this little pig. And I remember talking to my editor about it. I said, now I did some research on pigs, and they're not tiny. And even the smallest pigs are pretty big, but this pig needs to fit in a backpack. So do I need to write this so that they're like carrying the pig under their arm, you know, or I mean, since it's too big for a backpack, and, or do we write it as a tiny pig because it's fantasy? And I thought she was going to say, yeah, let's just, we better keep it more realistic, a real pig. And she wrote back two words, tiny pig. And I'm like, yes. So we have a tiny pig.
That is fabulous.
Yeah, I do think that's one of the things, those little things are what keeps kids reading.
Yeah.
You know, because they just make a connection to that.
Yeah, I love
that. I think sometimes it's the things you wouldn't ever think about that keep kids reading.
Well, in book 3, I'm just going to give you a tiny spoiler. Puerco saves the day. In a way.
So exciting.
Puerco has a little moment. Yes, yes. So that's going to be a fun time.
Do you have a title for number 3? Or is that not determined yet?
You know, it is, but I can't even remember what it is right now. And we haven't, do you remember, Matt? Sorry, my husband's also here.
I can't. We talked through so many options.
I've written a lot of books, and there's a lot of stuff in my head. Right. And until I see it on the book cover, I can't remember what it is. And I don't think it's released yet anyway, so I probably couldn't tell you.
Yeah. Okay.
I will announce it on my social media, of course.
And actually, that's a great way to wrap up. Just tell us where we can find you. Give us your handles and what's the best way to be in touch with you online and social media.
I spend the most time on Instagram, Twitter, and a little bit of time on TikTok. And my handles for those three are @Lisa_McMahon. My website is lisamcmahon.com. And you can find me on Facebook in a couple of places too, but I don't spend as much time there.
All right. Well, again, thank you for that. I can't wait to book talk book 2. I know that is Jennifer's on her top list of things to do when we get back in the fall.
Awesome.
And thank you very much.
Thank you so much.